What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 191. Alex and Nick with you here. So Nick, gonna be a little shorter show this week. I mean, you know, not too much in the way of happenings. We have Phoenix for the Xfinity Series and Cup Series last weekend. We got the Cup Series and Truck Series at Bristol this weekend. But how you been? How's the week been?
Hey, not too much, man. It's been kind of the same old, same old. Kind of just getting through the week, you know, normal.
Yeah,
normal week by week.
That's how it, that's life, isn't it? You know, just going day by day.
Yeah, not to sound really, not to sound, you know, kind of mad about it, but that's just how it is right now. Nothing too crazy. In a couple weeks, some big things are coming up, but as of right now, it's nice to just chill out. Weather's starting to break. A little bit. Hopefully it stays that way and do some stuff this weekend.
Yeah, it's you know, the weather is hot. I wouldn't say hot today, but pushing 75 up here today. So then I think it's supposed to get chilly next week again. So it's kind of in that bounce around pattern and all that.
Right.
But, you know, other than that, I'm right there with you. Just, you know, day by day in it and all that. So, looking forward to Bristol here this weekend. No more dirt. This usually would have been, you know, the first Bristol race was on the dirt for the trucks in the Cup Series, but back on the concrete, which I think a lot of people are pretty happy about. We'll have to see how the package kind of translates to Bristol as a, you know, is from Phoenix, the new short track package. So, we'll see what happens there. What did you think of Phoenix, Nick? Was it so-so? I mean, it didn't set the world on fire, we'll put it that way, but
no.
What did you think?
It's average, really. Phoenix is kind of average. You get those different aspects of the track, the dogleg started off, which was fun to watch because you don't see that every track. But other than that, it was kind of just your so-so, not a lot of lead changes, not a lot of battling per se, but which is kind of nice incident wise. There's not a lot of incidents that really happened. There was a, you know, Kyle Busch had a, you know, he had a horrible day.
Oh my God.
With some, you know, some troubles and some little battles, I guess you could say. So, it was okay.
It was, you know, there was the few cars, you know, that we see that, well, thought we would see at the front, but really weren't. Yeah, you had the whole Hendrick group kind of fell off there. They were kind of in the
really bad
in the mix. Towards the beginning, yeah, Chase Elliott, William Byron up there. But the Toyotas were above and beyond better than everybody. You know, Ross Chastain was the only Chevrolet in the top 10. So that's you know, that's saying something right there. As far as that goes, so
the restarts were good. I will say that the restarts for like the first like couple laps were great, and then you just saw the cars just fade.
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's always fun there at Phoenix with that big apron, the big dog leg, there right after the start finish line. So that, yeah, it makes for exciting restarts and great racing for a couple laps there. But then it kind of just, like you said, kind of just dies out. We, you know, see who the best cars are. But, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of, you know, the typical Phoenix that we've seen over the past couple years. You know, nothing drastic or nothing like that. So, what'd you think of the short track package? Easier to pass, easier this, easier that, or about similar there?
It's similar. It really, I didn't see any change. Kevin Harvick actually brought up today that they need to raise the horsepower to create more action involved with these cars that they have. You can modify the car as much as you want, but the horsepower sometimes makes a difference. You know, they changed a lot of the rear diffusers. I saw that they changed that. I think they changed the spoiler on the back a little bit, if I remember correctly. And it's just, there's nothing, there's only so much you could change all these things of the aspect, but sometimes it doesn't do much.
I mean, I don't know what they could do, honestly. You know, so you're still going to have the cream rises to the top here. So, you're still going to have the teams that always run well are always still going to run well no matter what the package is, for the most part. So we'll have to see, we go to more short tracks, obviously Bristol this weekend, a totally different style than Phoenix is, but maybe get a comparison of Phoenix when they go to Richmond, things of that nature. So, we'll have to see. And then obviously Martinsville is a big test for the short track package as well. So we'll see what goes on with that, in the coming races. So back to the Xfinity series. And Toyota had a clean sweep this weekend. Chandler Smith was your winner in the Xfinity series, his second career win, first this year, back with JGR. So congrats to him and that team. Which he kind of, the Toyotas almost kind of dominated in this one too. We saw John Hunter up front for a lot of the race. And they got that the wreck there was pretty wild, I guess, between Chandler Smith, John Hunter. I don't know. I don't know if you can really fault anybody. I mean, it looked like.
I expected with John Hunter, honestly. I could have
Well,
saw that
yeah.
coming. It's, he's the
Yeah.
one that always gets in the into the parts of this that I think he kind of likes it, to be quite honest. I don't know, because he always gets involved with them. It's just hysterical at this point.
Yeah. And obviously, him not running full time in the Xfinity series. Maybe it's not as hurt feelings as it would be if he was. But yeah, I mean, it caused a huge wreck there. a lot of cars involved in that one, and all that, but helped other people with their finishing position, put it that way. But like I said, Chandler Smith got the win. He started second anyway. Jesse Love was second, Sheldon Creed third. Austin Hill fourth, Cole Custer fifth, SVG sixth, Brandon Jones seventh, Parker Kligerman eighth, Sammy Smith ninth, and Anthony Alfredo rounded out of the top 10. So, Nick, obviously the surprise here would be SVG running kind of this well to start his career in NASCAR. Obviously, we know he's the road course guy. He won Chicago last year. Run well at Daytona, ran well at Atlanta, and then he had an issue at Vegas. But comes back, scores a top 10 at Phoenix, and this is like the first time that he's been to all these places. So, has he overachieved so far in your eyes?
Yeah, he comes as a road course guy, and his super speedways aren't his forte. And he came in and finished 12th at Daytona and then third at Atlanta. So you got to tip your cap to that. Like we've said, it's a lucky. Sometimes it's kind of pulling a name out of a hat, but you also got to take into consideration that he's not used to these types of tracks. So to get him to do that well, whether it's luck or not, you got to tip your cap to him. And then goes to Phoenix and he started, what, 23rd, I think. And finishes in the top 10. Get a little, again, a little luck, a little help on the side as well with that wreck, unfortunately, that was caused. But it happens. It's one of those things that you just take what you get, and you take top six whenever, sixth place whenever you can get it. So definitely gotta, there's momentum coming into this. So hopefully you can keep it going on that road.
Yeah, it'd be something to see here, as we get further along, in the season. And the next race for the Xfinity series is COTA. So, obviously he'll probably be a contender there. I think, obviously
Right.
the call league will pretty probably be pretty strong there, with
Oh, yeah.
SVG and Allmendinger. So, looking forward to that. And Nick, he's only 7 points, a little early to start talking playoffs, obviously, but he's only 7 points out of 12. And who knows where he would have finished at Vegas if he didn't have the mechanical issue. Good to see, him coming over and adapting well and quickly. Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen a guy hop in a car and win his first race like he did last year. Which was pretty insane. But yeah, so we'll have to see. Like I said, they're off this week. They're not racing at Bristol. They'll be at COTA the following week. Truck Series is at Bristol Saturday night, 8 o'clock on FS1, 250 laps, 133 miles. So a quick one here for the trucks, but hopefully it's, exciting, not the usual what we see, especially what we saw at Daytona and Phoenix last year. That was just ridiculously bad. And we'll have to see, if Roger can keep the momentum up here. Nick, it seems like now just rumors here. Obviously, we know the sponsor for Roger Carruth, HendrickCars.com, just like Kyle Larson, a Hendrick, Rick Hendrick company. Do we see him, when one of these guys' contracts at Hendrick runs out a couple years down the road? Do we see him jumping in? I saw a
I think
rumor. I saw a
I
rumor
think that's a little too early.
he'd be replacing your boy over there.
I don't know. He's got too much sponsorship deal. They all have tremendous sponsor. If they didn't have sponsorship, it might be a different category we'd be putting this in as being legitimate. But we're talking, though. I'm not trying to be biased here. He's got Ally. He's got he's got Valve. I don't think he still has Valve. I forget who else he has. He used to have Nationwide, and the Nationwide took off.
Yeah, I think I
But
for the
Ally
most
is the main
part,
partner. He's the main
right?
partner of that. But I know he had a secondary sponsor. For some reason, I can't remember who it is.
Well, he has that the one he ran at Phoenix with the best friends, the dog.
That was a have the Habitat, I think it was.
Yeah, so
It's
something.
that one. I forget. I should know it. I'm kind of that
Yeah.
one should be on my on the immediately right coming off, but it's not at the moment. I don't know why. But regardless, he's got the money to get in there, to stay there. He's signed, I think,
Well,
a
I think, yeah, he signed
multi-year
for this
deal.
year and next year.
He signed a multi-year this year, so he should be
Before
good
this
till
year.
2020. Yeah, for this year and next year, so he'll be up in
Okay. All
2026.
right.
And
So, like
Raja's
a couple
what? How
years.
old is Raja? He's what, 19?
Nah, he's early 20s. He's a senior in college. So, he's like 21,
Oh, I thought he was
22.
younger than that. Oh, okay. I was thinking 1920, but still, yeah, it's.
Well, let's put it this way. We'll have to see what he does continued through the
Well,
year.
yeah, we gotta. He's at the
Don't
top
give
right
him
now.
the belt just yet, but
Yeah, he's definitely. We saw this last year. He had the contention to possibly win and didn't.
right.
Possibly, yeah, he had a couple good races there. He had a good couple top tens. Had a decent car or truck, whatever. And then he wins now. Now it's honestly, I think he has a. If he keeps his momentum, I'm thinking about him possibly, moving up a round or two in the trucks playoffs. If he actually
Yeah,
he's
for
already
sure.
in.
For
Now I'm
sure.
thinking if he can get two or three wins in there, now we're really thinking, oh, is he a top four contender to possibly go to Phoenix and take this thing down? It's very possible if he has
Well,
that car.
when you think about this, right? Spot or the trucks have ran three races this year. Daytona, Atlanta, and Vegas. Nick Sanchez won Daytona with Rev Racing, pretty much a Spire truck because he was like KBM last year. Kyle Busch won Atlanta in a Spire truck. Roger Carruth won in Vegas in a Spire truck. So, which is pretty much Kyle Busch equipment from last year. But either way, we didn't see them run that well last year in the form of Kyle Busch Motorsports. So, we'll have to see who wins it. Bristol. Just, kind of see what happens there. But
Very, very possible that we can get another Spire in there, but
KB's in this race too. He's a king of Bristol. So
yeah, that's true.
it could very well be another Spire truck in Victory Lane. But like I said, they're racing Saturday night, 8 o'clock on FS1, 250 laps. So for the Cup Series from Phoenix, Nick, like we said, Toyota swept the weekend with Chandler Smith winning the Xfinity race, while Christopher Bell won the Cup race. So kind of got a little redemption here from his bone tie or brake rotor in the championship race last year. Which I guess would boost the confidence, so they know they have the right equipment to get it done.
Absolutely.
You know, so back to back years he was in the championship for. Let's just put that into perspective here. 2 years in a row, he was in the championship for. Denny Hamlin wasn't. Martin Truex wasn't. You know, Chase Elliott wasn't. Larson, I don't think, was either back to back years. So, you know, all these great drivers that you would think of when you think of NASCAR and everything like that. And Christopher Bell, who probably, you know, a lot of people in the dirt scene obviously know who he is and everything like that. But not one of the top tier guys you would think of made it to the championship 2 years in a row.
Yeah, he's not the face of NASCAR, that's for sure. He's the guy that just stays under the radar, gets these wins, keeps advancing into playoffs, and then look at back-to-back years, he's in Champ Ford contention.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what took him out was mechanical failure.
Yeah. So no mechanical failure this year, or at least in the spring race this year, as he got the win. But he did have to fight through, I think, some adversity there. Had either a slow pit stop or something. Well, he drove back up, ended up winning the race. Chris Buescher, good run for him, second. Ty Gibbs, third. Brad Keselowski, fourth. Ryan Blaney, fifth. Ross Chastain, sixth. Truex, seventh. Michael McDowell, eighth. Chase Briscoe, ninth. Tyler Reddick, 10th. So, like I said, terrible showing for the Chevys. Ross Chastain in sixth was the highest Chevy, and then Daniel Suarez was the next one in 13th. So Fords, Toyotas dominated, you know, for the most part. Good run for RFK. Brad and Chris Buescher in the top five. And you know what, Nick? Stewart Haas looked a little better this week.
A lot better.
And you know, with Briscoe in the top 10, Noah Gregson was running top 10 all day. Okay. Yeah. So we got to start maybe looking at him as a guy to get Stewart Haas back in the win column. Because I don't see it from Ryan Preece at all. And Josh Berry has been a disappointment to start the year. So it's going to come from one of these two guys, I would assume, Noah Gregson or Chase Briscoe. And they both had good runs at Phoenix. But Noah Gregson, obviously, you know, we had the discussion of who's the biggest surprise. I would say I would put my marbles on him for now. You know, we know he has the talent. He's in good equipment, so to speak. And, you know, he obviously didn't have it last year with Legacy, which used to be Petty GMS a year ago. You know, had some immature issues off the track. Was suspended for the rest of the year, had to go through all that. But we know he's always had the talent to get to victory lane. And, you know, I think it's coming, Nick. Maybe not right off the bat, but, you know, like we saw Kyle Busch with RCR last year. But, you know, I think it's coming. You know, I think he might be the first one out of those four at Stewart Haas to get a win.
Yeah, I don't know. Him and Chase Briscoe right now are the Briscoe does just have he has the one win. So I will
yeah, and it was at Phoenix.
And it was at Phoenix. So I figured that he would have a decent race here
right
last Sunday, which he did. But actually, yeah. Wait. I'm thinking of somebody else. Where did he finish?
Who?
Briscoe.
Ninth.
Ah, why am I? I'm looking at somebody else. Oh, I'm looking at different races. I was wondering. I was like, what the heck am I doing? Yeah, so he had a decent race. He started eighth, finished ninth. So he was right where he needed to be.
Yeah.
You're still saying that Noah is the guy that you think long term he's the best comeback. If we had a comeback player of the year,
he would be it right now. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually, that'd be a perfect way to put it. You know, it's like whoever had a down year the year before comes back strong would be like the comeback player of the year, I guess. So, yeah, as of now, he would be it for me, especially with the suspension, with all that, new team, you know, new crew chief, new manufacturer, fighting to get spots. He's got a different sponsor on the car every week. And he still manages to get up there top 15, top 10s. So I'm kind of rooting for him to get back and get back to not the old Noah being kind of an ass of himself, but the talent that we know is there, kind of Noah.
Hate
So
to say it, but I think Ty Gibbs is going to have a good year this year.
yeah, I think
And
he'll get it in for sure.
I really his finishes to start the year, and he doesn't look like the same guy he was last year. He looks very calm. He's not trying to press the issue. It's more of taking what he has in front of him and moving about it. It looks like a whole different person, really. Not that there's some tendencies, hopefully, that won't arise with that coming forward, but with what I've seen so far, I've been very impressed with this guy. He
Yeah.
looks like a guy that could be more than one win if he
Yeah. For sure.
has the right day. Like I
I
thought he was going to have today. I thought he was going to win Phoenix. He looked like a guy like in
oh.
stage two. I think he was
Definitely
way above everybody.
the car to beat there at the beginning,
Yes.
without a doubt. Now in stage one, he finished second to Reddick. And he did not score any points in stage two, but he finished the race in third. So after starting on the front row.
So it
So
was stage one that he had a good in, and then somehow
yeah.
Christopher Bell just like put a rocket on that car and
Anybody, yeah.
he went past everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean Denny Hamlin in 11th. So you had all four JGR cars in the top 11, which Toyota kind of needed. They were kind of behind the eight ball
Yeah.
the first couple races of the year. So we'll have to see if they can keep that up. They are at Bristol Sunday, 3:30 on Fox, 500 laps, 266 miles. So that should be exciting. But Nick, if we go to the Twitter poll, it really didn't get enough votes to even make it reliable because it was 100% no. When a Phoenix was a good race, so there's not too many votes, so it's not really worth it there. But our picks, did halfway decent, sort of. So you went with Tyler Reddick; he finished 10th. I went with Chase Elliott; he finished 19th. So we're tied up at two here as we're early on, heading to Bristol. Not the night race just yet. We got to wait till fall for that one, but Bristol nonetheless, back on the concrete where it should have stayed. Or they could have done it for a year on the dirt and then let's go back. But 2-2, Nick. What do you think of here? I think we got a couple different people in this race now. Maybe I'm lying. Yeah, I'm lying. It's the same.
Same.
Same lineup.
I don't know. I don't see anything that's really jumping out at me. I think Chevy will rebound and hopefully have a one or I'd say about maybe four cars in the top 10 at least, so we'll go with that. I think Toyota still have a decent day. I think that it's going to be a Chevy Toyota type of top 10 this year, not this year, this race.
Okay. Well, obviously Chevy would be looking for a comeback after Phoenix last week. So,
Right.
hopefully that they got a bunch of guys who can do it at Bristol. And I'll just give you my pick right now, Nick. Had a terrible week last week. I'm going to go with KB. I'm going to go with Kyle Busch.
Okay.
He's a master at Bristol. We'll have to see if he has the car capable of winning it, but obviously one of the best to ever do it at Bristol. So I'm going to go with Kyle Busch this weekend.
Okay. I'm going to take your pick last week. I'm going to take Chase, who also had a pretty bad, not as bad as him, but still finished outside the top 15.
Not that bad.
Finished the race, but very disappointment after qualifying third and went all the way down.
Yeah, and running in like the top five last week. So obviously,
Yeah, he needs a comeback.
yeah. So, and he's been good here in the past as well. Usually Chase is always kind of good on these high bank concrete, seeing him win at Dover before and everything like that, which is similar, just a little bit bigger. But usually Chase is pretty good on the short tracks as well. So yeah. I'm gonna go Kyle Busch. You're gonna go Chase Elliott, 8-9. That should be easy to remember.
That's it.
I haven't had to ask you yet who you picked, or did I think I did last week? Just to double check.
Okay.
I was like, I think you picked Reddick, right? And you said yeah. So
okay. At least you didn't say who did you pick. You
right.
went with you had a thought and it was right. So
yeah. So at least we haven't gotten to that point yet. But anywho, anything else to add here, Nicholas?
No, short week. Hopefully one of our guys comes in first. We've had a good, decent run at it so far.
Yeah. We haven't had anybody wreck out yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, when you have Daytona and you have Atlanta to start the year, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good. So we're definitely high above expectations right now.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll about do it for us. Bristol, always a good one this weekend. You know, trucks Saturday night at 8, cup race Sunday afternoon, 3:30. So looking forward to that. Check out the Instagram, _Banks_podcast, and X, formerly known as Twitter, _Banks_. And Jacob Jones has a new single out, I believe, Midnight Oil. So go give that a listen. And he's always pumping out new tunes all the time, it seems like. So
yeah,
go support him and all that. Check out his new music. I believe it's available anywhere. So there's that as well. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Enjoy Bristol, and then we'll talk a little road racing next week as they go to Circuit of the Americas in Austin.